What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Radza here for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by No House Advantage. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. And No House Advantage, if you want to go over there and check out what they've got going on, I got the perfect opportunity for you. You can use the promo code AwesomeMo when signing up. Get a $20 first match deposit bonus. Who doesn't like free money? Whether that's NBA, MLB, NFL, or PGA, they've got contests for you. You don't have to worry about fantasy points. You're worried about player props, which is a lot of what we're talking about right now. So download the app in the App Store. Win big with player props today at No House Advantage. All right, there's no other way to start this, but I gave you guys the goods yesterday. Vlad Guerrero to hit a home run, check. Vlad Guerrero to be the MVP of the game, check. AL minus one, also check. I am the god of the All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, that was impressive. I didn't even know. We only gave two picks, so you just hit three winners and two bets. So very, very impressive. Yeah. We're all about synergy on this show. I balanced that out by just saying absolute nonsense. Nothing I said worked. I am so glad that the All-Star game is once a year. I want to talk about the NBA. We've got game four. Good for Vlad Guerrero. Good for you. Very, very impressive. It's time to get back to business.
I wish they played the All-Star game every day at this rate.
Yeah, but I bet you do. No, we need to talk some NBA. This is a great game. We get the series 2-1, obviously. Bucks feels like a must win again, realistically. You would agree with that, right?
Yes. Yeah. The two, I mean, like, obviously they can win three straight. It wouldn't be
2 like, on the
it
road,
would be shocking, though. But it's not like over, but yeah, you don't want to go down 3-1. Do I have the honor?
I mean, you absolutely do have the choice. Off what was it? Truly, you know, as much as it pains me. That was a very impressive showing yesterday in that nonsense.
Thank you. I would like to go second, by the way.
Okay. I'm going to go first then. Because that really narrows it down.
Perfect.
Going to a prop that I bet seemingly every time, and it's got middling results. Jrue Holiday, under 8.5 assists. Minus 130. So I'm starting to get better and better lines on this. Why? Because Jrue Holiday has been very impressive. He had 9 assists in game 3, but this is one A. Odd Choppers identified it as a massive value. It's our number one prop of anything, points, rebounds, or assists on the entire docket. I like that. And two, I just look at this team, and I've said this before with Giannis. Giannis is distributing. Chris Middleton obviously is distributing. And Jrue Holiday is distributing. But when you're talking about getting nearly 10 assists, 9 assists, it's not the best formula for him where he's not condensed and really running the offense solely, kind of like we saw when Giannis was out. So I look at this at minus 130. I see a lot of numbers a little bigger than that. I've got a minus 143, a minus 139, a minus 147. A minus 130 for a prop that I'm already leaning under on feels good enough for me. I like this one. I'm going to, you know, go to win one strip of bacon. We're back to business here. I think Jrue Holiday plays fine, but I don't think he will get to 9 assists tonight.
I mean, you're definitely getting the best number you can, and that's a big piece of this. So make sure you're using Odd Shopper to shop around. I'm also going one strip of bacon to a point guard in this game. That would be Chris Paul. I had this one in game 3. I'm doing it again in game 4. Chris Paul, the double-double, plus 150. I have him projected for a double-double. 20 points, 10 assists. If we're going to be technical, 20.1 points and 10.1 assists in 40 minutes. He had it. In the last game, finished with 9 assists because the game was just over. He didn't play nearly as many minutes as I was expecting. If you give Chris Paul another 10 minutes or whatever he needed to get close to 40, he's going to pick up an assist in that time. I can almost guarantee it. So I feel really good about the way that it broke last time. It just so happened to be that the Bucks blew them out. I expect this game to be a lot closer than game 3. And if that's the case, I've got Chris Paul at what amounts to a coin flip for a double-double, and I'm getting plus 150. To me, it's just a no-brainer play again.
Yeah, you should have got... Honestly, that was one that, you know, I mean, this happens, but you would have hit that if the game script was just a little different in the last one. I'm going to take a little regression candidate from the last game. I'm going for my second pick. Jay Crowder, under 2.5, made 3-pointers. This is a situation that, I mean, he was 6 for 7 in the last game. Very, very impressive. That's not going to be happening again. There's no doubt about that. And when I look at this line again, I think there's some overreaction. The over is actually minus 130, the under plus 112. So I am getting plus money on this. To me, it's a situation, again, that he's going to take between 5, 6, 7 threes like he's been doing. You're going to have to shoot a pretty good percentage. And I do think coming off that last game, the Bucks will make some adjustments. He had some wide open looks in a third quarter that really just got out of control. He got hot. He ripped off 3 or 4 kind of in a row there. I think Jay Crowder has a fine game. But if you're going to tell me that I'm getting plus money, that I have to hit this less than 50% of the time, I do not think he hits 3 or more threes in this game that often.
I like that one a lot. It was something that I was looking at least a little bit. Ended up going a little bit of a different direction, but you and I are in lockstep on Crowder for today. Another strip of bacon here. This is to win a strip of bacon. Giannis to be the top scorer in the game, minus 145. I have him projected for 33.3 points in 40 minutes. That's 5.5 more points than Devin Booker in the second spot. He's looking better and better as this series goes on. He's looking healthier and healthier as this series goes on. And he's playing in a completely different manner. In transition, Giannis just runs it down their throat, gets a bucket. They cannot stop him in transition. No surprises. But he's doing so much less of the stuff that people have a problem with on offense in the half court. He is playing like he's Shaq now. He's setting twice as many screens in the half court than he did in the regular season now. He's become an absolutely lethal pick and roll threat, rolling to the rim. It's awesome. And then you still get him isolating off of the right block, taking any mismatch that he can when he can do that. The chances of him being the top scorer to me are massive. I do think this game stays close, but you're going to need, I assume, one of these Suns guys to just have a truly different day in order to pass Giannis. The only way that I could see this happening is if Giannis takes a much more defensive role and Middleton is cooking in the mid-range and those guys are pretty close. But at minus 145, I was actually a little surprised that it wasn't a bit bigger than that. So I'm happy to put down a little bit more than a unit or a little bit more than a strip of bacon. Whoops, I'm trying to win that strip of bacon. I said unit. Oh, I hate myself.
We don't
for
do
it.
That on this show.
Putting on a little bit more than a strip of bacon to win one on Giannis being the top scorer.
I mean, I have no problem with that. I think Devin Booker is going to play a lot better tonight, but can he get to that output? I don't know. I almost want to work backwards with Giannis. 13 for 17 from the free throw line. If he can do that, I don't know what you do, because that's just, then there's no stopping him and he won't take threes. The problem is if he's, you know, 2 for 11 from the line, that could be problematic. I don't really see that. Anyway, my final pick, my favorite pick to win two strips of bacon, pumping it up a little bit. This is one that I don't know. Taking some risks. This guy's been unbelievable. Cam Johnson, under 13.5 points, rebounds, and assists. This is a situation coming off the last game that I was really cognizant of because I had some of his props in the last one. And in that game, he was good. He had a top shot worthy dunk, no doubt about it. Couldn't shoot the three for a change. That really depressed, you know, his point value. He played 30 minutes, but what I want to dig into, he played 9 minutes in the first half. I think he was destined for about 20 minutes in that game, and he had 2 points and 2 rebounds. In the third quarter, within a minute, Ayton picked up his fourth foul. Cam Johnson came in and they went small, and he never left the court. He played basically the entire second half, and he got rolling. There was garbage time late. He stayed in for that. And it was just a completely different game script. I think tonight we see Cam Johnson actually regress to where he would have been, which is around 20 to 22 minutes, something like that. I'm going to take the opportunity. He doesn't really, you know, have too many chances for assists. 3 boards, 10 points, something around there is what he's going to need to do. I think on the road tonight, he will be more of a non-factor than most. So when I look at this line again, it's almost, where do I have it? I believe it's minus 130. Let me just confirm that live on the show. Minus 122 for under 13.5 points, rebounds, assists. I feel really good about that. To win two strips of bacon, I'm betting on the rotation being more solid tonight.
I've got him at 11.9, so I'm with you on the under. No complaints there. Big bet, though.
Yeah, I really like that bet tonight. I think people are looking at the box score and they see 30 minutes for Cam Johnson. That does not tell the story. He was not getting 30 minutes in that game if Ayton didn't pick up foul trouble.
Well, you went to two strips of bacon for your final bet. I'm going to just a quarter strip of bacon for my final bet. But it's a big one.
Middleton.
I know they're probably going to get some eye rolls here. I think this game is going to be very close. I was looking at the Suns getting 4, 4.5, but I felt like if this game is close, like if that just gets out of hand based on free throws at the end, I don't want to lose something on the back door. So I got a little weird for this one. 1/4 strip of bacon on this game going to overtime plus 1,000. Yeah, that's happening. I think it's going to be tight. And if it's tight, then I'm willing to take my chances on something like this. To me, this is the swing game. This one is the one that they need the most. Suns aren't going to be happy after game three. You expect a little bit of regression back from everything that the Bucks did in game three. So I think we're coming into a spot where this one's going to be tight for the entire fourth quarter. That's my expectation. I just got really nervous because of where the line was that I couldn't figure out which side I really wanted to be on if it was just coming down to free throws in the final minute. So let's cross our fingers. Let's hope for a really fun, close game and, you know, maybe a buzzer beater to send it to OT or something like that, but +1,000. So like, you know, we're getting 10-1 on our money on a quarter strip of bacon. It's going to be great when it hits. This is the Vlad Guerrero winning the MVP territory, baby.
My next comment, this is what happens. Let this be a public service announcement. Once you go crystal ball fortune teller, you think you can do it all the time and you start picking out obscene lines. Now, if you hit this, I'll be on vacation anyway, but I may never come back. So that would just be too much to handle. You're getting 10-1. I'll give you that. Yeah. But we're not done, are we?
No, we are not. It is time. Finally, we've been waiting for this because we haven't had the opportunity. Sides of No House Advantage, again, the presenting sponsor of this show. We've got some picks for you, and I've got one that's amazing, but I have a sneaky suspicion we have the same one.
I'm going to say that we don't.
Okay.
PJ Tucker.
We have the same one.
Okay. I was wrong again. Even on my non-picks, I'm wrong. PJ Tucker over 0.5 three-pointers made. It's minus 250 in the real world. We just have to get one. I'm going to leave it at that because you're already nodding. Clearly, you agree.
All I have written down on my sheet is PJ Tucker over 0.5 three-pointers made. Lion is currently minus 250.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, you're getting it at even money on No House Advantage. It is significantly better than that in the betting market. There's no other direction. That's the first. Honestly, it's the first thing that I do. I look at all the 3-point props to see who has the biggest disparity between what is currently available in the public. And if somebody is like, you know, it's even money at 2.5 and they're given 1.5 or something, those are the quickest places to go. But work your way through those kind of lines, cross-reference No House Advantage with Odd Shopper, and you'll be able to figure out pretty quickly what some of the best bets are. Or just use the free tools we have on the website, which it does all that work for you. We're all over those No House Advantage picks, man. That one, I knew we were on the same page. Had to be. So you're gone, man. Wave goodbye to the people for the next couple days.
Yeah, I'll be taking a little vacation betting on the ponies. But you know what? That doesn't mean I won't be around in Slack dropping some bets. There's ton of content coming on. British Open starts very, very soon at 1 a.m. So very excited for that. Not to worry. Josh, going to have you covered. I will be back in time for game 5. No doubt about it. A lot coming on the breakfast menu. I also want to say, not going to get the full details, but announcement about the breakfast menu. It's going to be moving to a new special channel. We've got some big things working here, and we're really excited to keep this rolling. It's been an awesome show, and you guys supporting it makes all the difference.
No breakfast menu tomorrow. There's one MLB game. We're not just going to recommend things just to recommend things, but I will be back after that with some special guests while Ben is out on vacation, so keep your eyes peeled for that one. Join me on this game going to overtime since I am clairvoyant after yesterday. Thank you for joining us. Good luck tonight, everybody. Enjoy game 4 of the NBA Finals. This is the breakfast menu served up by No House Advantage.
It probably will go to overtime, and then Cam Johnson will get there. Just
one can only hope.
Yeah, that's it.